Kiss Radio. Zoomer hits from Queen and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. 9 minutes now after 9 o'clock.
It's the long weekend. That's what you have to do. Try it. It feels good.
I would think that would prevent people from enjoying the long weekend. Isn't that how that works?
You're a goof.
Thank you very much. Anyway. I'm excited because we have a Jedi in the studio.
Right, we do. A Jedi.
An actual Jedi. Dr. Richard Maharaj is in the studio this morning.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
The dry eye Jedi?
I've been called other things, but yeah. That's what some of my patients called me.
We were thinking about you actually yesterday, because we were talking yesterday about a study that popped up that talks about people who are getting headaches because they're spending so much time staring at their screens. And one of the things that this study from, I guess it was a study that looked at 350,000 people in the UK, and they found out, you've probably read the study, heck, you probably contributed to it, that when you, like normally, people blink every 3 seconds. When you are looking at your screen, you blink 3 times a minute.
Yes. So very true. And so that study kind of outlines what most of us experience on a day-to-day basis and don't even think about. You're on your smartphone, you're in front of your computer, and your blink reduces to, in some cases, down to once a minute, which is nuts. You don't think, I mean, if you actually physically tried to do that, you know, yeah. Right. That's kind of the definition of torture.
Yes, right. By the time I get to second 19 or 20, I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are burning.
Okay. So that's a cool point, because I always thought that dry eyes meant dry eyes. But in fact, dry eyes is a symptom is tears.
That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. And it is counterintuitive, right? But the type of tear that comes out of the eye when the eye is dry is what we call a reflexive tear. It's the same reason, right? You don't walk around crying all day long unless you're, you know, emotionally having some issues.
Yeah, or in a boy band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. but the reflexive tears come out when the eye signals a problem. So if someone were to throw dust in your eye, what'll happen?
That's right.
It starts to water.
Yeah.
So that same thing is happening for patients and people that are having dry eye symptoms, or even, you know, are well into the dry eye disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very
mm-hmm.
common. Outdoor arenas, things like that, it tends to cause an increase in tear production.
And it's not necessarily an age thing, is it? I mean, it can happen at any time in your life, yeah?
That's right. It's not necessarily an age thing. But the wiser we get, the less structured our tears are, and the more they tend to break down and sort of bring about inflammation in the eye. Mm-hmm. So age has a factor, but we're seeing it, unfortunately, we're seeing it now more in younger and younger folks. Because as everybody here knows, you know, I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son, and we are very careful about their screen time. But it's everywhere right now. So the more screen time that our kids are being exposed to, the less they're blinking, which can start to catapult this problem showing up at younger and younger ages.
Okay, can I ask a selfish question here of the optometrist?
You certainly can.
And the dry eye Jedi. I have to work that in. So Mrs. Headley and I are contemplating the idea of throwing our 10-month-old into the car seat and driving to the Gulf of Mexico in a couple of weeks. She loves that little video where Elmo and Big Bird and Mr. Snuffleupagus are all singing together on Sesame Street. How much screen... Let's say we're going to be in the car with her for the day. How much screen time should she have in the back of the car?
Sorry, how old is your daughter?
10 months.
10 months. So,
yeah.
So the reality is, actually, this just... I think this came out by the World Health Organization. So they recommend, to be honest, under age 2, they recommend no screen time.
Oh, boy.
So that may work out to your benefit, because if you have that video on replay all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, you're going to go crazy. So I think it's better to try to occupy with something else. But no, the truth is that, yeah, under the age of 2, we recommend no screen time. Over the age of 2, before age 5, we recommend no more than 1 hour of screen time. And then after age 2, we recommend up to 2 hours of screen time.
Is there a screen specifically that you're not recommending? So is it a phone screen? And is it because of the distance from the phone to the eyes? Because I'm thinking, is a TV different than a... say an iPad or...
Well, it's a good question. I mean, the fact is that most screens use LED light sources, which has high emission visible light. And so regardless of the size of the screen or the distance, it really is any screen. Having said that, the closer the screen is to you, the more space it occupies in your vision.
Sure.
And so you're less likely to blink, and it's going to have more sort of emittance towards you. So the fact is, it should be, it doesn't really matter what screen it is, but the smaller and the closer it is, perhaps the more impact it may have.
So somebody needs to invent a kid-safe screen is what they need to do.
Yes.
There you go.
A cover for it. So that, just one quick question and then we'll wrap here, but I wanted to ask about blue lenses because I'm hearing people getting these new blue lenses all the time. So what about one that's not prescription that you could put on a baby or an under two or something else to kind of diffuse what the problems are? Is that even something?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly out there as well. A lot of lenses can be coated to provide that screen, but there are apps and settings on your phones and on your computers that can cut the blue light out or that can decrease it, right? So I think the iPhone has night mode and Google has the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you can actually just change the emission rate on your screen itself to decrease that. But that does not change, though, the effect that it has on your blink and everything else. So dry eyes still will end up being an issue. So goal is you still want to take that screen time down and out if you can.
Yep.
Easiest place for us to learn more and get a hold of you.
So as a member of the OAO, the Ontario Association of Optometrists, if you go to findmyeyedoctor.ca, that's a good place to find an optometrist in Ontario and making sure that you're getting your eyelids checked for proper health. You know, we wear makeup. Most women are wearing makeup. Even some men are wearing makeup right now. Mm-hmm. And we don't think about it, but the eyelids are the only place on our body that we don't clean on a regular basis. And the thing is, that ends up building up an awful lot of something that we call biofilm, which is equivalent to the plaque that's on our teeth. And, you know, we're all used to going to our dentist every 6 months to get them cleaned, right? When was the last time you guys went to the dentist?
I go every 5 months, actually.
5 months, you're ahead of it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, so we have 32 teeth in our mouth, we have two eyes, and we don't even think about getting those cleaned on a regular basis. But in my practice and a lot of the practices in Ontario, you can actually get your eyelids cleaned by, you know, your optometrist or your optometric hygienist and have that surface properly clinically cleaned and decrease your occurrence rate for dry eye disease.
Wowzers, who knew?
Right. Who knew?
What?
Dr. Richard Maharaj.
Yeah, he did.
He's the dry eye Jedi.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
It's Vision Health Month. Go get your eyes checked.